Sorry, guys. It's hard for me to put into words. I think I'm the curse of the Huskies, fellas, because we can't get that puck to turn for us every time we come to this stupid national championship. And I'm proud of the way our guys played today. I really am. And you know, to a man, they battled right to the end for our program.
And you know, you talk about this hockey game. Really, if you get one bounce, like one bounce, literally, this is a different hockey game.
I haven't had a bounce in 16 years. Guess maybe I shouldn't expect one now, but you know, you just ask guys to, you know, good old Saskatchewan kids to go to the well for you, and you just keep asking, and they keep giving, and they don't get rewarded. But you know, I think I'm proud of the effort. I know everybody's going to go home and say the Huskies lost again, but gall darn it, that's a great effort.
Matthew Delahaye, you lost him early in that second period of play. Obviously, a big blow to the club.
Yeah, lower body MCL, ACL. I mean, you know how they describe those. He's a big power player, and that guy from the Fight League submarined him and took his knee out. Probably be gone for the year.
Now, you have a couple of fifth-year players in Chris Durand and Michael Kay. Very classy to put them on the ice for their final shift at the end of the hockey game, but maybe tell me a little bit about each. First, Chris Durand, he was so key for you in the faceoff circle, taking so many big draws.
Well, we planned on playing them the last minute and 20 seconds of that power play with a goaltender pulled, and not the power play with their goaltender pulled, and they were done after 40, so they didn't quite get to the end of their shift, but... You know, Chris Durand is, he's been a workhorse in our program for 5 years, fellas. He's a much maligned player coming out of the Western Hockey League, where he had a lot of expectations as a second-round draft choice, but he found a way to get himself in shape and stay in shape and graduate with a finance degree and already has a job, and that's what our program does, is provides opportunities. And Chris never once backed away from an opponent or an opportunity like something like this, and I'm glad he was on my team. He's another one of my favorite guys. Mike Kay has been hurt all year, and Mike Kay's got an abdominal strain, and he's maybe played one game out of every four that he's been healthy in our program, but he keeps coming back. So love him, and David Rieke's probably one of my all-time favorites in our program in terms of his 4 years in our program.
Tell me a little bit, Dave, just moving forward and looking ahead to next year already. Of course, there's a lot of guys that you're going to have back on this team. And I think the most impressive thing, and I mentioned it during our second intermission tonight, that you said to me, the biggest thing about playing at home was it allows your student athletes to get ready for exams at home. And that's a huge part of your program.
Well, absolutely it is. I think that's, you know, you have to have a grade point average to get into our school. You just can't show up and play hockey. And so, I mean, if you're going to make a commitment to somebody and you go visit them in their town and look their mom and dads in the eye, I think that first and foremost, we should help them be success off the ice. And, you know, our alumni is phenomenal at providing scholarships for these kids. And we make sure that they have tutors and any kind of extra help they need academically. Because at the end of the day, it's, you know, you can win a championship, but... You got a job for life when you leave here.
Dave, thanks so much for this. First class all the way once again, and we wish you the best going into next season.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Head coach Dave Adolph of the